walk in, you're like, yes, black folks.
Your number. Will you tell her that?
For real, though.
I got caught cheating.
You did. We never cheated.
Now, not loud, we keep it 100. Hey, all. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan. And y'all went in on this show last Friday. We was on everybody's lips. Everybody was talking about us. The blogs on, we done started some shit. So guess what, bitches? We are back. This is a weekly thing. Back by popular demand. Another episode. Actually, it's not just another episode. It's a full-on show with three of the most fabulous men in the entertainment industry, okay? Al Reynolds, Q, a.k.a. Funky Dineva, and Gary with the T are joining me tonight. We are so excited to announce the official premiere of our new Friday night series, TGIF. Now sit back and grab a beverage because that's what we're doing. And we're going to spill and break down some of the biggest headlines in news and social media in a very smart, intelligent, feisty, and opinionated way. Okay. Again, please welcome multimedia personality and talk show host, Funky Dineva. Brand ambassador, you are wrong for that. Brand ambassador, Al Reynolds. Dish Nation host and nationally syndicated radio host, Gary with the T.
Hey!
First of all, gentlemen, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. We got something.
I mean, I done got so many phone calls about y'all stealing ideas and y'all doing this. And I had someone call me today that's like, I had this idea too. And I'm like, well, why don't you do it then? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a sign that we have something good here. And I take that as a sign of, I take it as flattery. I think people are, we're ready for this. And I appreciate y'all being a part of this. How do y'all feel?
Oh, thank you.
I'm on cloud nine. I'm loving it. It's so needed. Like this show fills a void that people have been looking for a long time. And we just got a bomb ass cast. Like, I love all of y'all. Everybody's smart and bright. And we gonna do the damn thing.
Yeah. I'm just hating it because I'm still computer challenged because I don't like this shit. Hell, I need to be able to feel like I can touch y'all. So at a commercial break, we're gonna have to fix this. So I could, because this ain't cute, girl. I had it right earlier, damn it, and now it's jacked up. So we're gonna go through this again. What?
Gary with the T, he comes with the Fendi, he comes with the Gucci, but he does not come with the Wi-Fi connection and the computer. I just want to say that right now. And Al, how do you feel? I know, Al, this is like, this is kind of, not really new to you, but kind of, a little bit.
Yeah,
but people
were
pleasantly surprised by your personality last show. They really were.
Right. You know, the good thing that I'm liking about it is that people actually get to know the real me instead of someone else creating my narrative. Now you can actually learn a little bit about me. I've never done TV, obviously, and I've never done comedy. Like this, but I'm enjoying it. And if I were to do it with anyone, Claudia, you and I've had this conversation, it would be with you.
You've never done TV before, but you've definitely done some TV stars. So let's get into the show.
Messy boots.
Now that the ink done dried on some contracts, we can go ahead and get into the tea. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's get right into it. After a statewide audit, Georgia election officials has confirmed President Biden's victory over Donald Trump on his birthday. Matter of fact, happy 78th birthday to President-elect Joe Biden. Do you think Donald Trump is going to concede now that Georgia and has said, hey, man, we blew now?
Absolutely not. I feel like just the character of who he is one that does not like to lose. And because you don't want to lose, you will make a fool of yourself trying to prove the opposition that they were wrong. So that's why they're using this whole conspiracy theory. They actually have 20 different theories out there about why things did not, land in their lane. But you know what? This is what I love the most about it. They've counted once, right? They recounted it by hand. Now you've lost twice. Now he still has the ability to have it recounted a third time by scan. Like, who really wants to go through all that? Like, after you done lost twice, three strikes, you're out. I feel like if he has that recount done and he loses that again, he needs to pack it all up and concede. And I know plenty of movers, including myself, that will help him move out of the White House.
But you want to know what's so funny? They, him and his supporters are so crazy that if he loses the third time, they will literally probably say they added a whole box of votes, new votes to the mix. Like, they just keep moving the goalpost with their delusions of grandeur. I don't think he's going to even be at the inauguration, to be quite honest. And if he is, it's going to be all kind of mess, and I'm sure he's going to try to ruin it. But I don't even foresee him being at the inauguration.
Gary, what do you think?
The thing is, I mean, we should leave this man alone. I mean, sometimes people experience things, a state of shock or a state of delusion. Claudia, you know Trump. Weren't you a friend of his once upon a time?
I was. And then when he got on that birther bullshit, I cut ties. I wasn't fucking with him no more. I was like, you know what? You know how important this was to me to see the first Black president elected, and the way you're going about this whole birther thing. Like, we've had conversations about Barack Obama when he wasn't hating on him. He didn't hate on him until, you know, that White House Correspondents' Dinner when he dropped the mic on his ass and did a whole comedy set on him. And it's just like, it's funny, he works in the beauty pageant business. He's like the girl that was Miss USA that's supposed to turn the title over and crown the next one and won't crown the motherfucker. Like, you want to keep it crown forever. You got to give it back.
And why did some of these Black girls get some money from him? I mean, somebody should have screwed him where they could have something over his head to make him leave the White House, but that's not happening.
Would any of y'all want Donald Trump up on top of y'all or behind y'all or in front of y'all? No. Gary, you're like, you have an inner white woman in you. Would you have sex with Donald Trump?
No. But you know what, though? But I was still a clone, honey, to at least try to get some of those coins. I mean, you know, once upon a time, he was a real rich man and people liked him. But I would have never thought he would turn out to be the person that he is right now. I would have never thought that.
Well, someone else that appears to have coins, but really the money must not be as good as we think it is that goddamn Rudy Giuliani. Did y'all see the press conference?
Girl!
When he shredded and melted in all the Beijing. I never seen a white man in Beijing, first of all.
Isn't that a mess? And they talk about Black men with Beijing. This man had Beijing running all down his head, but what happened to Rudy Giuliani? He wasn't like that.
That was the blood of the devil seeping out there. And then I'm going to do you one better. There's a clip floating around when he was standing in the background. He took his handkerchief out of his pocket, blew his nose, folded it outward on the booger side sticking up, wiped his mouth, then wiped his face and wiped the COVID all over his damn face. It was just a hot mess. But this right here, this is senility at its best. He is senile. Look at this.
No, you know what? I honestly don't think it's senile. I think these are signs. The same way that fly landed on Pence's head to discredit Pence in this election is the same way that this is not dye, obviously, because people are saying it's not dye. It's mascara or whatever he used is dripping off the side of his head. These are signs. And if I was biblical enough to tell you how signs present, I probably could make an analogy about this. But unfortunately,
the mark of the beast.
Right. But these are signs, and these are people that clearly we all need to be weary of and non-trusting of, period.
So Lena Johnson said this campaign, they went from the fly to the die. And, you know what? Some people are getting along now and away from that Trump drama. Actress Janet Hubbard and Hubert appeared on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion. Remember, she lost everything after being replaced as Aunt Viv. And there was a whole bunch of drama about that. She stated, calling a Black woman difficult in Hollywood is the kiss of death. How do you feel about Janet and Will making amends after all these years? And should Will kind of hit that cash app for all the lost wages? What do y'all think?
So let me start out by saying this, right? Because I looked at that portion of it and I read up a couple articles of it. So first off, I'm glad that she got the healing and the closure that she so desperately needed from Will, okay? Case closed. However, after she starts telling the story, I'm side-eyeing the hell out of her because she made it seem like Will them just got rid of her. They didn't like her. Come to find out, mama's like, I was going through stuff at home. I was unhappy in my marriage. And as a result of it, I came to set and I just wasn't talking to nobody. It was nothing against y'all. I just wasn't talking to nobody. AKA, she was miserable in her own life. So she came to set being miserable. And then she goes on to say, she didn't get fired. She got made an offer and she did not accept the offer. Here's my thing. She complaining about her husband wasn't working. She had a child on the way or a child at home. Let me tell you something, baby. A little piece of contract is better than no contract at all. You better take what you got and work with it. We all know in this business, you can always negotiate. You can always work that one season to get the money you want. The fact that they did not give her a counter offer clearly demonstrates you were not liked. Those people were glad to see you go. You were not liked. You were a miserable bitch on set. And as a result of it, they did not give you a counter offer. They would rather see you go, risk the integrity of the show by recasting it than to work with your ass.
But no, but let me tell you something, Doneva. No, sir. Let me tell you, that may be true too. She may have been having problems at home, honey, because I mean, she did say something like that. But Will made it very clear. It was his ass too. Will said he was a young guy making all that money, and he didn't know how to channel himself, all his feelings and the things he was doing. So he was the main reason why he fired that woman. Because first of all, you got to remember, baby, Miss Janet Hubert is a Juilliard graduate. So this girl is a theater actress, and she's a grand actress. So, honey, she goes to work to do work. Will was going to work to play because he was young and he didn't know no better. He was making all that damn money. So, honey, he just got pissed off with her, and that's why he fired this girl. But now, and I also think, too, the reason why Will did go ahead on and apologize and all that, because he knows what he's going through. Jaden screwed a young man over him, and honey, they made him look like an old fool, and honey, his ass feeling bad. So he said, well, let me go ahead and have my come to Jesus moments, because, honey, it's not a good look for me already with my wife. So let me go ahead on and apologize to this woman and bring her back. And he should have, because we liked the dark-skinned Aunt Viv, even though I liked Daphne Reed too, but I liked the initial Aunt Viv, and I'm glad he did that too. But Will was the main part of it. She may have been having problems. She may have started having problems after Will fired her.
Okay, Gary, listen. Okay, I get it. I understand what you're saying, but let's just examine the facts of what's going on. First, he was 21 and he was bored in Hollywood. She was 30 some years and she was going through her issues. So I do feel like, you know, I can understand her standpoint of being upset with him because he had the power in his hand to either adore her and help her or ostracize her and leave her out on the wing. And he made that decision to leave her out on the wing. I can understand her being upset about that because I'm that type of dude too. Like if you cross me, I could never be on a reality show because I could never the next episode be back with you at a table talking like, oh, I forgive you. That's not going to work for me. Yeah. However, though, as a Juilliard trained actress, as a very talented woman, because that woman was super talented. I used to love watching her perform. I just wouldn't let a 20-year-old dwarf my ability to perform and be an amazing actress in Hollywood for 31 years. I just wouldn't do it. I feel like there could have been a better way for her to channel that challenge and to channel that defeat, period. Use that as energy to do better and be better. And yeah, I get it. And during that time in Hollywood, being casted as an angry Black woman is an issue. But you got to remake yourself. You got to rebrand yourself. You got to do something and not live in that defeat. That's just my personal thing. I would never wait for him to say to me sorry before I move on to focus on my career and be the best person that I am, because she was amazing.
That's a good point. And we're going to take a quick break, but I want y'all to think about this before we go to break. It's just something I just thought of just now. Before the end of the show, I want y'all to think about somebody that maybe you had a fallen out with, or y'all have something unresolved that maybe we can let go publicly on this show. It's not mandatory, but if you have someone, think about it. And we maybe we can do the same thing that Will and Janet did. Maybe I'm inspired by at least trying to move forward. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're breaking down some of the biggest headlines in social media and in the news. We'll be back with more TGIF right here on Fox Soul. Welcome back to TGIF. If you want to see more Foxhole content, go to foxhole.tv or download that Foxhole app. Or listen, this is not just a YouTube thing. You can watch us on your smart TVs on several platforms. Go to Fox Now, Fire TV, Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumu, Tubi, or caffeine.tv. I am here with multimedia personality and talk show host Funky Dineva, aka Q. Q.
Those that know.
brand ambassador and party animal, Al Reynolds, and host of Dish Nation and fashionista, Gary with the T. Yeah, y'all are funny. Listen, we're going to talk about this Monique story. She recently appeared on Tamar Braxton's podcast and explained why she calls her husband, Sidney Hicks, daddy. Monique stated, and when people say to me, why do you call him daddy? I tell him because he's raising me. She even went a little deeper into saying that her husband has given her everything that her father did not. What do you thought?
I think it's beautiful. Because, I mean, first of all, you remember Sherelle, y'all made the song, you're giving me everything I missed at home. So he's giving her everything.
That's not what she meant.
She missed at home. And then her daddy didn't give it to her, so he's giving it to her. So, and I mean, don't y'all call y'all spouses and mates daddy every now and then?
I was lying.
I think it's one thing to, like, do it as part of sexual banter, or, you know, you plan, or a term of endearment. And I think it's another to look at your spouse like they your damn daddy. That shit feels incestuous. It just feels a little unnatural.
I think you just turned Gary on, though.
And then to say, he's raising me. I wish I would stand up publicly and say another grown-ass man is damn raising me. Like that.
I think you guys need to stop hating. Thank you. He's making her feel very good behind those closed doors and in their bedroom. And if she wants to call him daddy, she can call him daddy. If she wants to feel like he's raising her, then she should be able to feel like he's raising her. I think, Monique, whatever's making that relationship thrive and make that relationship work, block out everything on the outside and live your best life. If you call daddy, yaddy, natty, whatever.
Exactly. Can I ask you a question, Al?
Sure.
Did you ever call Star mommy?
No, she called me daddy though, for sure.
Really? Did you like that? Was that a turn on?
Obviously, she was like a Monique, right? She did. She did as she was told.
Whoa!
This song got real.
Tell us more. Give us. You turn red.
No, that's the best thing that I liked about my relationship, actually, with Star was. Star was very traditional when it came to our role in our marriage. She respected her husband. Her husband was the head of the household, and she did things accordingly. That, to me, is hot.
Yes.
Have a smart, sexy, successful woman do what you tell them to do, you can't ask for anything more.
That's right, Al.
So that shit didn't work then.
Look, I stayed in my lane on what I just said, all right?
Thank you, Al.
We're not going outside of that lane right now.
That's Donnie,
right.
Don't get him caught up here. We want to keep him
right.
I've been drinking. And y'all know.
Y'all act like y'all ain't never been in a relationship where the person tell y'all, whose is it? And y'all said, daddy. So stop lying.
I said it.
I feel like this to me is how I interpret Monique. I interpret Monique as she understands her role in that household with her man. And she made a conscious decision to play the submissive role of that relationship with her man. And there's nothing wrong with that. Any woman, and I would say 90% of the women that are very successful and have jobs and have great careers, they're tired of having that at home. They want somebody to take control and tell them what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And they want to be taken care of because they are a woman.
As the one woman here, I'm going to say this. I think you make some valid points. I think you all made good points. But I will say, especially when you're the, everyone knows you're the breadwinner.
Right.
There is a thing you have to do with your man to make it where he doesn't feel like less than at home. So I think she probably killed, like she's like the head financially.
Right.
And he's probably the head at home. Is that fair to say?
That's fair. I would say yes.
Let me tell y'all what y'all not finna do. Y'all is not finna sit y'all ass on these people internet and normalize no grown ass woman calling them her husband daddy, talking about this Negro is raising me. That's not what you might as well move on to the next damn subject.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with healthy role play to keep healthy relations.
And where do you role play? In the theater of your bedroom, okay?
Thank you.
Not on the stage of the world. No, ma'am. No.
You know what's funny? I gotta say this. You know what's funny about Al? Al on this show is a totally different Al than he is in our group chat. And I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay. No. That's not fair. What you are seeing is I've been drinking this week.
So why are you trying to, okay, we're gonna move on. Former NBA player LaVar Ball recently gave his sons some advice on finding love while they're playing the NBA. And didn't hold back. He said, you're never gonna meet a wife, a nice woman, in basketball. You're gonna meet a nice hoe. What are your thoughts?
Let me speak on that first. Let me tell y'all something. That bothers me. Because first of all, honey, it's like, let me make sure I choose my words right. Now, the thing is, honey, you know damn well, honey, he's probably trying to be talking about black women. Because first of all, these boys are not gonna marry black women. Because first of all, number one, black men with money aren't marrying black women. So, and then they sports players too, they not gonna marry no black woman. But now, if that had been a white woman, honey, and stuff like that, he would have never called them a hoe. He said they done brought some hoes already home. That's what he said, that the boys have brought some hoes. He said, but why they can't get somebody like they mama? They mama white. So, wow.
I want to add to it. First of all, LaVar Ball and all three of them sons is ugly as all hell. They look hormonally deformed, okay? It's going to take...
What you're not going to do is hate on the light skin.
It ain't even got nothing to do with light. Matter of fact, they probably would look a little better if they had some melanin, but it's going to take money for they ugly asses to get a hoe, yet alone a good girl. That's number one.
And they're all ugly kids.
Yes, they're all ugly. They daddy's son. That's the first thing. Second, it's self-fulfilling prophecy, right? He sees something in his sons that says they're going to get hoes. That means you ain't raised them right. If you raised them right and you instilled in them, you know, what it is they should be looking for and set a good example, then you wouldn't have no worry about them going out and getting hoes. There are plenty of successful athletic women that they can find on their aid. They can find a Serena Williams at the Sports Illustrated convention or wherever the hell y'all sports people go. There's plenty of places they can find good women on their level. That's just, you raised them to seek out hoes, is how I see it.
This is how I feel about it. I think what's so interesting about the father is that his commentary is always on point. It's like, it's always on target. It just doesn't have any room for additional conversation because he doesn't allow it. He's absolutely right what he says. For a young 20-year-old, as attractive as, to me, I feel like those light-skinned guys are attractive because what makes a person attractive in America today is how much money you make, how successful you are, and your presence in pop culture. And these kids have a voice and a presence that can't be ignored. And LaMelo, this young man, remember what he did. He was the youngest in the foreign league because he was doing it in high school. He was the youngest to launch a foot line, you know, while he was doing that. He also tried to buy the professional basketball team that he was a part of. Like, this kid is a baller and in many ways a mogul. So he's attractive to millions, if not multi-millions of people. So
we talk about hoes.
I feel like the father makes a lot of sense in the basic understanding of what's going on. I mean, he's right. Like, yo, look, these women out here aren't loving you because of who you are, because they don't know. They love you because of your PR. And he did make another, what I thought was very smart, was he was like, by the time you're 30, when you're retiring, you have to, you know, turn a side eye as why is a 30-year-old not married at 30? So the only part that I did not definitely agree with is that a lot of women of substance are single at 30. And it's not because they have mental issues. It's because they've chosen their careers. They've chosen careers over being in a relationship that's dysfunctional. So that's the only thing that I don't...
Well, Al, which one of them got caught stealing? One of them was stealing.
See, well, he ain't right.
I feel like if any of them were stealing, they were doing it because they were bored, because they got enough money to buy the store that they stole it out of.
Well, guess what? So that means hoes getting rid of them because they got bored and got money then. To hell with them.
Moving on. Wow, you taking up for the boys over there.
No, I've definitely taken up for them because, listen, y'all know that this is about me. When it comes to men of color making money, enterprising, and about their entrepreneurship, you're gonna always get a thumbs up for me. And that father right there, that's one thing that he does not falter on. Now, he may have faltered on a lot of other stuff. Now, they might not be prepared for life in general, but I will tell you that they have not faltered on the opportunity of commoditizing their athleticism and their greatness. And not just one, not just two, but three young men he's been able to preserve.
When it comes to, I'm gonna use that word, commoditizing.
Commoditize.
I like that. I like it. Okay, so moving on. Michigan sheriff deputy has been fired after he posted a racist photo of a carved watermelon to depict Kamala Harris. Correction, Madam Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Sherry Prose of the Oakland County Sheriff's Office posted three pumpkins labeled Trump, Pence, Biden, and then went ahead and carved a watermelon for Kamala. Why are accomplished Black women so easily disrespected and nobody bats a goddamn eye? Why?
Al.
I'll answer it. Don't ask me. First of all, I don't think that they are, I feel like this is a racial thing in this instance. Why would you depict the white people in the political scene with regular pumpkins, but then depict the first African-American and Indian American, sorry, whatever, you know, I'm not politically correct on that, whatever she's supposed to be, but why would you depict her with a watermelon? That to me lets you know that there is a racial undercurrent and a racial intent with the act, right? And not only is there a racial undercurrent and a racial intent, but there's also it was conscious. So she decided that I'm not gonna paint a pumpkin with a Black face, because she had that option to do that. I'm not gonna do that. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get a watermelon, which is the like most disrespectful thing that you can do to depict the black or African-American experience.
I refuse to have watermelon in public because of the stereotypes.
Well, you're a damn fool. I go to Kroger every night and get me a bucket of watermelon, my little thing of watermelon, and I get candle. Because let me tell you something, honey. White people eat more watermelon than us. They just get theirs cut up. We buy the whole watermelon. So, honey, let's be clear.
And it does suck, though, because in 2020, everybody knows watermelon and fried chicken is a racial trope. Like, there's just no room for, I didn't know. It was, everybody knows. That's why she did it. It was meant.
100%, that's why she did it. Like, there's no, her comment was that she's not a racist. Okay, if you're not a racist, then what are you?
An asshole. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Dwight Howard. You know, Dwight Howard, he recently tied the knot. We're going to get your thoughts on that when we come back. We're taking a quick break right here on TGIF on Fox O. Welcome back to the hottest new show on television, TGIF. Okay, listen, before I went to break, I teased that, congratulations are in order to NBA superstar Dwight Howard. He recently, he tied the knot, and he said marriage changed his life after Kylie tying the knot with 23-year-old T.A. Cooper. T.A. Cooper?
T.A. Cooper or T.S.
Yeah.
Cooper?
What?
T.A. Cooper or T.S. Cooper?
T.A.
The script says T.A. Cooper. Maybe y'all fellas ever met anyone that changed your life?
Yeah. Okay. What'd you say, Claudia?
Have y'all ever met anyone and gotten into a relationship with them that changed your whole life? And whoever wants
to speak
on the topic. What do y'all think about Dwight Howard? He's married now. He said it changed his life.
Oh, that is amazing. And the good thing about it is, though, if I'm not mistaken, she's a WNBA star.
Oh, she definitely got a dick.
Oh, No. Oh my God.
That's why I asked my man T.S. Cooper or T.A. Cooper. I'm trying to figure out what all the hell going on.
She's a basketball. But you know what, though, now? That was dirty. But he did pull Royce like a dog, though, y'all.
What? Guess you got a pick.
Kill.
We don't give a damn about that damn wedding. If she got a dick.
She don't have no. Not, she's a WNBA. Oh, is it?
But then she probably got a dick.
Oh, my God. So you're trying to say she's a chick with a dick? Oh.
I don't make the news. I just reported. That's what the people said.
But that was a while back ago, Q, when that queen said that she was with him. That's not the same person.
Okay.
This is transgender. Don't call her transgender queen.
Huh? No,
wasn't
she's a.
Wasn't it a transgender?
Who said they was with him?
I gotta tell
these
you.
These are rumors and allegations, you guys.
All right, allegations. Wasn't it a transgender that said that they had sexual relations with him?
Yes.
Yeah, she did say that. Oh, yeah, that was sad. We got to pray, honey. But he disputed that. He said it was not true. And Royce never came out, and she never said nothing different because she has a son with him.
But you remember, there was also stories swirling around at one point that his teammates in the locker room would feel uncomfortable at the incessant groping of their crotches that he would do. So, again, I ask, is her name A, whatever it is, or is it T.S.? Because the people want to know, is she got a dick?
Well, I would say this, you know, he met someone new and
allegedly.
And he's married to her now, right?
They said he married to her.
He's married.
So they're not allegedly married.
Maybe she did change his life. Maybe she changed everything.
And her face.
Exactly. Maybe he's gonna stop groping allegedly those men in the locker room.
Right, and that's grope her. That's allegations, and that is not the views of Foxhole, Fox Media, Fox Corporation, or anybody else that writes our check. So, should we just say that we wish
congratulations.
Now, I'm gonna say this though: he need to make sure Royce get her money, because my homegirl, and shouts out to my homegirl LaQuisha, she lived in the same apartment complex in Orlando with Royce, and she said Royce don't. First of all, why is Royce living where I live? Number one, because I'm a school teacher, and number two, that Royce don't look like she doing too well financially. So he
really?
That's what she said. She was her neighbor.
Well, this is all I know, that I enjoyed watching him this NBA season in the bubble. I think he
He played?
Of course, he played. The thing that I'm most disappointed about was that he was expected to come back to the Lakers, and now it's jeopardized that he's not going to be back with the Lakers. He had a tweet that he was excited to come back to the Lakers, and he recently deleted that tweet. So it looks like he may not be returning back to the Lakers. And I have to say, when it comes to the sports, whatever it is off the court, when it comes to the court, he gives a lot of heart. He gives a lot of good, like,
teams. Oh,
you're
he
saying
pay your child support.
And he groping people in the locker room off the
allegedly. Court. So Al, you're saying he puts a lot into his game. Moving on.
Yeah.
People magazine. I cannot with People magazine named their sexiest man alive for 2020.
Who was it?
None other than Michael B. Jordan. Are you here for the choice?
Yes, God.
No.
Yes.
He is not. Okay, Q, y'all. He was all right, but he wasn't all that hell. So, he was. I mean, they could have picked Kevin Hart. I chose Kevin Hart.
So going back to Al's earlier point about what makes somebody attractive, these days, sexy goes beyond physicality. It's, you know, what you doing in the world, how much money you got, your present. What the hell it was?
I think Michael B. Jordan looked good. I recently watched Wakanda again the other day, and I was like, God damn, he looked good. Like, he looks really...
He in Wakanda?
Oh, God, this girl. Step into the 90s, Gary.
Gary, what do you watch? What movie? What's the last movie you've seen, Gary?
Which was the last one?
Color Purple.
But I don't go to the movies. I can't afford them. I thought that guy that died was in Wakanda.
He was. Chaz DeBoe was.
Yeah.
Gary, who do you think is the sexiest man alive?
None of them. Hell. I've chose Al. Al is the safest man alive. Hell.
Ooh, you are right. You are right. You are 100% right. I am.
Can we show the picture of Al that he put in the chat room? I should have sent that to producers. We should put that on the show.
No, that was for my OnlyFans page.
Before we go to break, we're going to talk. So Al, we have a group chat with this group right here. It is freaking hilarious. And Al Reynolds posts an unsolicited picture in his brief bikini underwear. You at the tanning booth and your body looked amazing. Actually, I knew you had ass, but I didn't know your body looked like that.
Well, you know.
Looks like you hold a little something too, by the way.
Hey. Don't be mad.
This chat has just gone so left.
Yes, it is. Q, go to the next question.
That is my brother. I don't want.
I do want to go back to Michael B. Jordan. I do.
Q, we're gonna make it clear. Ain't nobody on this show are lesbians. So let's move on. Okay.
And don't nobody want our potato salad complected ass. Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna let this pass right now. Because you know my mouth, right? Claudia, you know I will let them have it right now, but we're going to be good. But I do want to go back to this, to Michael B. Jordan. My brother, congratulations. Because for People Magazine to recognize another brother is amazing. And I would say just the fact that they elected him, he deserves my homage. So I will say this, congratulations, because it's hard out here. And I I'm not hating, no homo, but the guy is attractive.
Wait, you don't have to say that.
Thank you. Attractive. The hell with that. That was 90s.
He works hard and he deserves it. So stand in your presence, stand in your blessing, and thumbs up to you.
You are so full of shit, right? You're speaking
that so... That was so touching.
Al is the messiest, biggest asshole in person. He talks so much shit. And if I'd have known, I put a cam on your ass, and you're going to get beauty pageant politically correct, I would have reconsidered this. I'm going to need messy Al in a minute.
Michael B. Jordan, listen, I have nothing bad to say about Michael B. Jordan. He's
he ain't putting you in no movie.
And he's
putting you in no movie.
And he can dress.
We got to take a quick break. We got to get Al Reynolds all the way together. I need another shot in Al's mouth real quick. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more TGIF right after this. This motherfucker got all. Welcome back to TGIF with Al Reynolds, Funky Dineve, and Gary with the T. Let's get back into some more stories. You know what? And I feel like I need to address it.
No, you don't.
Here's the thing. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Can I just say this something real quick? How long have I been talking to any of y'all about doing a show with you? Al, I know I've talked about doing something for a while. I just want to talk about that real quick.
Okay.
I think I told you what.
No, for sure. You and I, the one thing that I love about Claudia in my experience is that Claudia is definitely a businesswoman and she's very smart. And so she and I, when we do hang out, usually around the Essence Festival, we have such a great time and we're like, okay, how can we keep this going? Like, how can we work together? Because we always are like, we enjoy each other so much. I respect her. She's very tolerant of me because I am crazy. But we have been talking about this actually for years. It's not something that just came up last week. It's not something that just came up like, 2 months ago. This is something that we have been in dialogue about for a long time. And now that the stars have aligned and she was, she got Fox Soul, I was like, yo, and she was like, yo, and I was like, hey, what can we do? Because one thing that I know is that you're very smart at understanding what is needed in the media space and you act on it. Like you don't wait for shit. You don't wait for nobody to validate nothing. And that's the best, that's what I admire about you the most in the business. You will recreate yourself in 30 seconds. And that's attractive to me. So you were like, let's do something. And I was like, let's do it. How are we going to do it? And you were like, listen, I got this idea. This is who I want to put together. Are you in? And I was like, I trust you 100%. Let's go.
I just want to say, I don't want it to ever be mistaken. I never want y'all to ever feel like you're being exploited in any way. I like all three of your personalities because you bring a fan base, you're intelligent, you're not, you're complex. And I feel like that isn't always necessarily shown when they show a man from the community. Let's just go ahead and say it. A lot of times it's only based on surface things, which I think it's a disservice to the men involved. And I never want y'all to ever feel like that. And if you ever do feel like I'm going that direction, hold me accountable. Check me. Tell me, I don't like this. I feel like I'm being used. I feel like this is not representing the way I want to be represented, because I feel like there's a space, a void actually in the industry where they, you know, I don't want any one of y'all to ever feel like you're a gimmick or used for a surface thing. And that's why these conversations will always be of depth and of substance, and we'll have fun, but they'll never be like, you know, you're never going to be caricatures on the show if I can help it.
I think the best thing, Claudia, how you speak to the situation is that there's a spectrum to us. All right.
Yes, and it's there is not a spectrum.
One-sided. We come in all different forms, and you've created a panel here to show that there is a spectrum. And in that spectrum, there's smart talk. In that spectrum, there's fun talk. In that spectrum, there is read talk. But there is a spectrum. And we can engage you on multiple levels, on multiple parts of the spectrum. And that's what I enjoy about your eye and understanding how to put us together.
With all that being said, what you said all that for? What's the next part?
I'm finna say, we smart, we working, we getting paid. Fuck the people. What's the next topic?
Thank you.
I don't know, but all I know is that I barely got on the daggone promotional flyer. Can I get like a little more on in there? Because I barely got on that mug.
First of all, y'all was all sending me old R&B singer photos. I'm like, this is not a Temptations album cover. Like, I'm like, God damn, can we get something from 2000? And I had to break it to y'all and not say it in a mean way. I'm like, y'all have any other options?
No, we ain't got nothing.
Y'all niggas will send me Deacon-like pictures. I'm like, this is not.
Right. Love the flyer.
You look like a boss.
No, the flyer now is great, but that wasn't all the first. There was other options.
Okay.
Four cents. Gary.
Go to the next question.
All right. Next question, please.
Okay. We went through so many topics. We might have to just throw some more in there because that we went through so many. So listen, Russell Simmons won a bid to have his rape accuser's $10 million lawsuit tossed out. The alleged victim that Simmons, the alleged victim claimed that he raped her decades ago in a hotel room. The Los Angeles County Superior Court judge says that women's claims were legally time barred because it happened in 1998 and she filed her suit in 2018, almost 28 years too late. What are your thoughts?
Now this, I'm sorry. This is my thought on it. As I understood it, because of the Me Too movement, I was under the impression that women are now given the ability to bring those type of allegations up, you know, beyond just, for some states it's 5 years, for the state of New York it's 10 years or 20 years. And I thought that after the Me Too movement that was lifted to an age limit, which was 70 years old for women, if they were ever allegedly statutorily raped, that they could bring that forward. However, I understand that in the state of New York, it's not like that. It is 10 years. So it could have happened in 1998, but she did have until 2008. But I think the reason why that her court case had merit was because she was under the age. Remember, she's 65. She was under.
It was in 1988. That's what happened.
Right. No. She right now today is 64. Right. The woman who alleged that it happened to, she's now today 64. So she felt like she had merit to bring the lawsuit because she was under the age of 70.
Yeah.
Was my understanding.
I think the greatest form of learning is unlearning. And the Me Too movement definitely forced me and a lot of people to unlearn this knee-jerk reaction. When somebody tell you that something happened to them in 1988, I think the average person was like, girl, go sit down somewhere. Like, really? And I, through the Me Too movement, have had to unlearn that, you know, and recognize that while the time may sound absurd to me, the person who did not go through it, that there does have to be grounds for people to heal whenever they see fit, whether it's a year after or whatever, or if it's 30 something years later, 28 years. But just the reasonable part of me still ponders on why now?
Right.
Yeah.
I do.
Gary?
And not just that, too. And that's the sad thing. But y'all should have known they wasn't going to charge Russell. That man moved to Bali. He moved out of the country. So they couldn't get him if he out of the country. So after it all went down to the court, he moved, probably come back to the States. But he moved to Bali. So, hell, you can't do him nothing in Bali.
I don't know what the extradition laws are, but they could extradite him if we have some sort of working relationship. Al, that's your area. What's the extradition
law? You know, I will research some shit. But this is my thing on that and understanding the limitations and the legality around stuff. I just feel like this. The person I was 20 years ago is not the person that I am now. So for you...
But you have the same dick that raped a woman, though.
Okay, cut it out. Now, I look the same. Yes, that's correct. But I say this, though. The person that you are 20 years ago is not the person that you are necessarily. And I feel like there should be a time limit for when you can hold a person accountable. You can't be, like, digging up shit from 30s. Because, like, if you dig up shit from 30 years ago with me, like, we're going to be in court for a long time.
You know what? I have a mixed feelings on that. If it happens to you, it don't matter how long ago it happened. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then there's that one little white bitch that lied about Emmett Till. That whore, that raggedy, filthy, wet dog whore is still alive and nothing ever happened to her. I am okay throwing that raggedy ass bitch in jail right now and letting her serve out the rest of her days in prison, hopefully getting assaulted. Because the way that she allowed a teenage boy to be lynched and mutilated.
Yes.
And then, oh, you know what? Maybe he didn't harass me and she let it happen and was able to live her life with no condition. Nothing happened to her. I'm like, fuck that bitch. I don't care. We're going to get on our death. That's like, you know?
I totally agree with that. But let's talk about in this instance, she went to a concert or an event. She then went backstage with her son to meet Russell. Like, first of all, you went to meet him specifically. So you went to meet him because you were interested in him. You don't just go backstage when there's like 10 artists performing and you only want to meet him. Okay, now let's just...
But that doesn't mean you wanted to have sex with him.
I understand, but hold on. Let's just dig a little deeper.
Me and you don't met a lot of celebrities out there. None of us did smash.
Let's just dig a little bit deeper, okay? Now, you're going to meet Russell Simmons backstage after a concert. He's going to invite you back to his hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Like,
y'all going to read the Bible? Right. Y'all going to do Bible verses?
You know what it means?
The best part is she drops her son off at the babysitter because she knew that she had to go read the Bible with Russell back at the hotel room.
Kathy Bates came under fire because she made some comments back in the day. She said, basically, in this instance, I don't understand these women because back in my day, when the director invited you to his hotel room, you knew what you were
going to do. You knew what you was going to do.
And it's like, and again, I'm having to unlearn behavior because Me Too movement is teaching us that we have to be more sensitive to the nuance of these meetings and whatnot. But just the reasonable part of me is like, girl, give me a damn break. Like, anybody knows when you go to a band person's hotel room tour
after the show, it's
to ask the body.
Right.
Yeah. We got to take a break, but I'm going to say this as a woman here. I have done all of that and not thinking that I was going to have sex with someone. I have met people that I admire. I met people I thought it'd be cool to hang with them because they seem dope to me. I'm a fan. Or even if you think you might like them, that doesn't mean you want to have sex with them that day. And after a lot of this stuff came out, I had to reevaluate some of the stuff I did. I was like, wow, I put myself in dangerous. I didn't know so many people thought just saying yes to hanging on after meant that I'm supposed to have sex with you. I'm supposed to have sex with you when I want to. If I'm in your room at 3 o'clock in the morning, I could just be... Listen, Al, we don't went out and left to go out in New York City at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. That doesn't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this is a conversation we probably need to have more time for because I think it's very complex. I really do. And everyone had valid points. But I don't think going to someone's hotel room automatically means you're asking for it. We're going to take
I don't think we
got to go to break. No.
Break.
We're going to get a fine. We got to go to break.
Okay.
We'll be back with more right after the break.
Shit, shut up.
Welcome back to Tea G-I-F. Thank God it's Friday. Listen, before we go, we're going to play a good old-fashioned game of cuff, smash, or pass. I'm going to name three famous ladies or gents, and you guys are going to simply tell me which one you would cuff, make them your boo, smash, have sex with them, or pass, let them go because you're not here for them. Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. First one, Michael B. Jordan, Morris Chestnut, Idris Elba. Who wants to take that one?
All right, I'll go. So Michael P. Jordan, I'll cuff. Mm-hmm. Idris Elba, I'll smash. And who was the other one?
Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, he's real dated. He's real 97. He can pass. He's
fine as hell. I'll
pass.
Okay, Al Reynolds, Nia Long.
Okay.
Gabrielle Union or Beyonce. Who you cuffing? Who you smashing? Who you passing?
Smashing them all at the same time.
Oh,
that's right. That's not the game.
Threesome, because Nia Long is like from back in the day. Like Beyonce, obviously, like there's no discussion there. Who was the third one?
Gabrielle Union.
I can just feel it in my bones that there's some freak in her. I feel like there's some threesome in her. I feel like there's some like swinger shit in her.
Allegedly.
Yeah. You asked my descent. Mm-hmm. You asked me, right?
Yeah. Gary, you ready for yours?
Yes.
You're in Atlanta, so this is perfect for you. Jeezy, Future, or Gucci Man?
Gary don't even know who them people is.
Gary like a thug. Be very clear. Gary like a thug, a trap queen, a king.
Jeezy, Gucci, and who?
And Future.
Bitch, I'm passing on all of them because I'm scared of them. That's rappers.
And Future fertile. Future fertile, so stay the hell away from him.
Okay.
You saying Future would get Gary pregnant?
The maternity side.
Look, Claudia, that's when my inner white woman come out, girl. Pass.
No, you ain't passing. That's why you're at home alone. Smash, Negro. Smash.
I think Future would make Gary a single mom, so we don't want to have that.
Okay, they got enough of them out there, honey. Okay.
Listen, y'all. We need 2 hours. We need 2 hours. This was fun. This was really fun. Y'all was even better this week than you was last week.
Yeah. Hold on.
And you look good too, Claudia.
We had a lot of moments. We don't got in trouble.
We in trouble. And Al, let me just be real. Al is drunk as fuck trying to be on point. Like he's like a drunk man going to pick up the girlfriend in front of the parents and trying to behave himself. He lied half this show being goody two shoes. I'm telling you right now.
I told you, I'm
going to go get a good massage. So I have to do my neck.
We got to go, though.
Gary, listen. You got a wide-ass booty hole. That's I
love this. This is a massage thing. No,
Gary, you enjoy yourself this weekend and take care. We got to go, goddamn it. I want to thank my co-host, Al Reynolds, Funky Dynefa, and Gary with the T. Thank you for joining me.
We should sign out like that.
Oh, we not signed out?
Good night, America.
I'm trying to sign out. We got to go, yo. Thank you so much for watching us on the Foxhole TV mobile app. Stay tuned for Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored. We'll see y'all back here next Friday if we don't get sued. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good weekend. Gary.
Bye, y'all.
Enjoy yourself, Gary.